Hey, Real Talkers, it's Dr. Nikki here, and so exciting, we are watching the series Wednesday. And this episode is a bonus episode that our lovely Angie recorded with her lovely 17-year-old daughter, so you are going to get an early bonus perspective about what you're going to expect this season, what you're going to be talking about, the great conversations that you're going to be having. It's going to be so much fun, so enjoy the episode.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're doing something a little different. I'm talking about the TV show Wednesday, but we're talking today. I'm here talking with my own live 17-year-old, my 17-year-old daughter. So we have actual live teen opinions. So tell me, what do you think about Wednesday Adams? Is she a nice person?
I think that like a lot of Wednesday's actions are mean, and I think that she's really upfront and she doesn't have any filter. But I don't think that she's a mean person, and I think that you see that like she views herself as a mean person, but as you watch the show, you can see that she develops like genuine feelings of friendship and loyalty, and cares about people in the show. So I don't think that she's a mean person at her core, even though she labels herself like that.
Wait, so you think Wednesday thinks of herself as a mean person?
Yes.
Like she would say, I'm mean.
Yes.
Is she a nice person?
No, she's not a nice person, but I don't think she's a bad person.
Okay, why do you think she's not nice? Like, how do you know she's not nice?
Because she is very narcissistic for the most part. Even though she does care about others, she primarily cares about herself and her own worries and concerns and what is affecting her. And she doesn't reach out to her other friends, and she doesn't check in with them or put in lots of effort to hang out with them or see how they are.
Okay, so is that what being nice means? Like you would have to check in with your friends, like ask how people are doing, reach out to them when you need help or advice. Is that like the makings of what a nice person is?
I think that those are characteristics that people that would be perceived as nice would all have.
Okay, perceived as nice. That's really interesting because that's different than being nice. Could someone be like a mean person who is perceived as being nice?
I don't know.
Okay, let's think of someone on the TV show. Like, let's think of the who is the school director who kind of approves Wednesday coming to school at Nevermore? Nice or mean?
I mean, I don't even know if you could label a person as nice or mean because it's so different. Like, they're different to every single person, and every single person will have a different interaction, and they'll decide whether they think a person is nice or mean, and there could be super conflicting and contrasting, like, opinions about if someone's whether they're nice or mean.
Okay, I agree with that 100%. Some people will say, my best friend is really nice, and other people might say, like, that person is really mean and has a cold heart. Okay, what about Enid? Would you think, is Enid a caring and considerate person? How do you know that Enid is nice?
Because she does those things and she
what
cares
things?
About she cares about more people than herself, and even when she's uncomfortable, she tries to make Wednesday feel comfortable even at her own expense. And I think all of those nice. That makes her a nice person.
Like putting others' needs first and all of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. How does Wednesday care about Pugsley?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because beneath her cold, hard exterior about him, she like tells her parents, like, look out for him or something at the beginning of the show.
But she like actively tortures him and insults him and says mean things to him. Literally torture. I'm not saying in a figurative way, right?
Yeah, but she does care about him.
So what how can you be someone who actively insults and hurts someone and care about them? Like how do you know that, what, how could you say that, how do you know that Wednesday cares about him? Why is your answer
there was
not?
I can't, there was a moment in the show where she like said to her parents, or when she saw Pugsley she ran up to him and hugged him, or there was some interaction like that.
In a small interaction, you notice she cares about him despite everything else.
And yeah, and knowing her character, that was how you could know that, how you could put the awful things that she does to him and how she treats him aside and realize that that was a moment of vulnerability for her, where she was putting down her facade, or not her facade, but what she portrays.
Okay. Is Wednesday Adams good at controlling her emotions?
She definitely seems to be unemotional in her interactions with people. However, her actions are all emotion driven.
Okay, so that I at the very beginning in the first episode, she wants to get revenge on a group of jock boys who were bullying Pugsley, and she drops piranhas into the swimming pool while the boys are at swim practice. So that I would be like an extreme kind of revenge like scenario. The emotion there is like, I will make you pay. That's like serious anger, right?
That was for Pugsley. That was like revenge for Pugsley, by the way. That's how I know that she cares about him.
Yes, you're right. So that's one way that we understand that Wednesday cares about Pugsley. But she does it. She's not like running around screaming and like, I will get you. So she's not showing emotion on her face or crying. So that's what I want to know. Like, how do we define emotional? Are you an emotional person if you do something rash, but you have a calm look on your face? Or are you only an emotional person if you're like crying and yelling and bawling and throwing a fit?
I think that people would call somebody emotional that like wears their heart on their sleeve and like is emotional like by their face and
outwardly,
they're outwardly emotional, and someone inwardly emotional whose just actions are emotionally driven would not be labeled as emotional.
Because if we can't see it, we're like assuming that someone else, like, they don't.
That they're calm or logical or different. They would be labeled differently than emotional.
Okay. Would you think in the world of 2023, in like high school, is it better to be an emotional person who wears their heart on their sleeve or unemotional?
I don't know, because I think even if you're labeled as unemotional, everyone is still emotional, whether it's outward or inward. And I think if you have pent up feelings and you don't express them, it can get to a point, especially when there's like a lot of stress, like in high school, where you just, that can be really unhealthy, I think. So I don't know if it's better to be one way, at least if you're emotional and maybe people label you that and it has a negative connotation, you're still somebody that can express themselves and can feel true to themselves.
Okay, interesting. I wonder if part of the appeal of Wednesday, of the TV show and the popularity of Wednesday, is the idea which is appealing as an adult watching it. Like, what if I could be completely calm, cool, and controlled mm-hmm. in all my actions and all my decisions? And I wouldn't be swayed and caught up in by love, or we don't see her as like googly eyed over a love interest mm-hmm. and like, oh, I just have to, you know, be fake and lose myself to get this person to like me. We don't see her taking on any of those interactions. So I'm wondering if that's like an admirable quality. Do you think it's portrayed in the TV show as kind of awesome to be?
Yeah, I mean, definitely Wednesday seems like the coolest around, and she's just unbothered completely, which I think is like so much of people now, like, are really worried about what everyone thinks about them. And so this idea that she's completely unbothered and unaffected and unemotional by everyone else is definitely desirable. But
okay, that's interesting too, because people say insulting things to Wednesday all the time. She doesn't show up at school and everyone wants to be her friend. Right away, people are saying like, did you hear your roommate tried to kill two people, or she eats flesh? All of the rumors are going around and people say really insulting things to her. Who's that kind of queen bee? She said, or Siren, she says insulting things to Wednesday. Those kids walk into the cafe and she's getting attention as being an outsider, or for her clothes, or being criticized for her, you know, emo sour, you know, kind of personality that she's portraying. So that doesn't seem desirable. I don't think people want to walk into a social situation and be insulted and criticized. So it's interesting that she's portrayed as like a leader or a character that we do kind of want to emulate. How could you be somebody who absolutely does not care when people say insulting things to you? Let's think about her dancing. If we saw another character do that dance who was not as confident and composed in themselves, what do you think the reaction would be? Can you picture someone at your school doing
that dance? People would be laughing at their expense.
Yeah, and how do we see it as the audience as like the coolest dance ever, then the very coolest moves? You don't see it as cool?
No.
When she did that dance?
I did not think that was cool. No.
What did you think?
I thought that was pretty stupid, and if that had happened in real life, that would not have been a great moment for her.
What? Oh my gosh. I thought that was so awesome. That was like the ultimate empowerment. She stepped away from that guy and just started doing her own dance.
I mean, yeah, definitely it was empowering for her.
And the school, I mean, the guy was enamored with her independence there, I think. Is Wednesday Addams caring?
I think that she tries her best not to be, but I think she does care about certain things, not about a lot of things. She doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about certain people, she began to care for them in the show. Like, I think she cares what her mother thinks of her. That was something, even though she tried, she really didn't want to, she did.
Yes, the mother-daughter relationship is a pretty big deal. We see from her, she's making kind of comments like, you can't control me and you want to just puppeteer my life and mm-hmm. control my life. Do you think Wednesday is like her mom?
In some ways, I don't know tons about her mom. I knew that her mom was an overachiever in this way, and that's what drove Wednesday, who's also an overachiever in this way, that she wouldn't give up, even when she was told to, and was really determined to be the one to figure out the case and find the murderer
mm-hmm.
in the show. I think that she had a lot of similarities, and I think that she was often told, even by her mom, that they were really similar, and that Wednesday reminded a lot of people of her mother when her mom was young.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what is driving Wednesday crazy. I don't even think Wednesday has a clear idea of who she wants to be, but she does not want to be like her mom. Mm-hmm. She wants to be something different or not follow in her mom's footsteps. Does Wednesday have a healthy family?
No.
Why?
Because, I mean, maybe in that world that is considered to be healthy, but there's a lot of conviction crime that could seem pretty toxic to the everyday average person.
She has loving, her dad calls her with affection, my little storm cloud, Uncle Fester. I think everyone's proud of her. Everyone's in her family.
It does feel pretty unconditional love. That's true.
Yes. Okay. That's a good point. Is Wednesday a good friend?
No, she's not a good friend.
Why?
Because it's the same thing that she is constantly putting herself time and time again, and that's fine to put yourself first in some scenarios and sometimes, but she just constantly does it, and it's an anomaly when she doesn't, and that is not the makings of a good friend, because it should be, you should be looking out for your friends and the people you care about, and putting them, sometimes putting their needs before your own.
So you think just like that consideration, not mm-hmm. always putting friends above you, but from time to time.
Yeah, I think it's just important to, before reaching out to somebody to tell them something that happened to you that you would want to talk about, just to be like, and hey, is everything okay with you? Or just some type of 50-50 balance relationship instead of a one-sided type of friendship that's always focused on one person, which I think for Wednesday it's always focused on her, any friendship she has.
Do you think Enid is influencing Wednesday? Has Wednesday like changed or learned anything from her friendship?
I think that Enid showed Wednesday how to care for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't, I don't think she was really, before she did care about Pugsley, and you knew that, and the way that she cared for him was this way of like violence against others. And I think Enid showed her a more healthy way to care about someone. And I think that she learned that to some extent from her.
Like, how did Enid show her that? Enid cared about her in a way
that was, you know, moving her stuff to half of the room and making room for Wednesday in her life and inviting her out and
including her
in activities.
The violence against others, because what was happening in that boat race with Enid, and then Wednesday felt bad for Enid, and it was again a like revenge scenario on Enid's behalf, wasn't it? Because someone was like leaving Enid out, or Enid really wanted to win that boat race.
Yeah, Enid really wanted to win that boat race, but at the end of the day, Wednesday joined because she wanted to get back at the Siren Girl.
For being mean to Enid, I thought.
No, I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh, it was another reason. Yeah. But it was, again, revenge motivated.
Yeah, she had heard. It was revenge motivated, but for her own benefit.
Revenge. Yeah. Okay. She wanted personal revenge against. What about love? Is Wednesday capable of love? Like a love partner relationship?
I don't know if Wednesday is ready for that, because that is even more of like vulnerability, which she hasn't proven to be awesome at, and putting somebody else before you. I think that's just a lot for her right now, because she's still in the stage of like figuring out how to have healthy relationships with friends, which I think is so much more important before you move on to a new level of relationship and a new kind of relationship.
Well, what about these poor guys who adore her? You don't think she would be a good partner?
I don't
partner.
Think that she would be, yeah, a good partner.
For them. Okay. Okay, that's all the questions I have for you about Wednesday. Thanks for dissecting the character, the emotional well-being and thought, the emotional life of Wednesday Addams with me.
No problem.